My background, Jim, is in the law. So I believe in a democracy, everybody has a right to make demands, raise concerns on issues like the electoral process. I believe everybody has vested interest in there, including the CDC. But what concerns me a little is that whatever your concerns are, those concerns have to be rooted in the law. As far as I know, I do not see any legal prohibition against appointing a Liberian, qualified Liberian citizen, such as myself, to head the election commission simply because I've had political affiliation with another political party. But let me tell you this. The fact is that I did affiliate with the Unity Party for a period of 1 year and then resigned in 2012, sometime in January. Ever since then, I've had no renewed political affiliation with any political party in Liberia.
Councillor, while you may be qualified, I think the concern that many opposition parties have, not just Liberia, is that when the party in power appoints someone to head the election commission, the concern is that this person might probably do the bidding for the president in power when it comes election time. What do you think about that?
Let me say this. That concern, I would not want to dismiss it. It may be true in certain places. But the first thing I'd like to say is that the president is now serving by law a last term office. So even if I was someone to cheat for the president, that she would not need me to do so. I also like to say that if you look at the records for the past two general elections, this president had a convincing victory in those two elections. There were international observers who could verify that, and even the local political actors. So I don't believe that even if the president still needed to serve, she would be needing somebody to cheat for her.